Okay, sorry, everybody. Say the batteries went out of power. So we're in the middle here of Vav Amud Beis, and we were just finishing off the Shtikl Gemara, where the Gemara says about 12 lines from the top. Although it used the expression by Rabbi Yochanan Nuri that a person who brought the karbonis for the Matzaira, and when it came to the Moisra Shemen, he put it on the Behinus, he didn't put it on the Moisra Shemen, he didn't put on the Rosh. Said Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Bein Nitim Ein Loi Nitim Kippur, whether he put it on the Rosh, he didn't put on the Rosh, the Matan Behinus is fine, you don't have to redo that. But like Kippur, you have to go and redo the Matan Behinus. I'm sorry, the Matnas HaRosh. It's not really redo it, you have to do it for the first time. You have to go and pour the Moisra Shemen on the Rosh of the Matzair. But the point is, you tried to bring a Raya that the term Kippur, the Loi Kippur means Kippur Gavra, that you did have a full kapara. Loi Kippur means Kamishmai. So you want to know, you have absolutely no Raya whatsoever, because that's not the pshat. Kippur means he had a kapara on the Bahinus, he didn't have Kippur on the Matnas HaRosh. And if you're wondering, what did Rabbi Kiva mean? Rabbi Kiva, at the beginning of that Mishnah, again, the top of the Amud, top line. Miloy Tanan v'anoyis v'shem v'shal kafa koyen. What does it say? Vayit in the Pasuk, Yitan arishon mitar v'chiper olav v'kadof nei ha'ashem. Em nosan kiper, if he did it, there was a kapara. Vim loy nosan loy kiper, there's no kapara. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that what we mean, according to Rabbi Kiva, is Em nosan kiper. And you're not going to have to redo not only the Matnas HaRosh, you won't have to redo the Behinus. The Loi Nasan, however, if he didn't put the Moisra Shemen on Rosh HaMetzaira, Loi Kippur, there was no Kapara, and he has to even do the Behinus. So the Machloik is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan and Nuri. If a person did, if the Metzaira did have the Nesinas HaShemen on the Behinus, but not on the Rosh, do you have to start from square one, meaning from the Behinus, or you only have to start from the Rosh? But Kuli Alma Moide, you don't have to redo the Karbonis that were previously brought. But I'm still asking my question that I had back on the Amud Aleph. What was the question? Do I have a Kapora when I bring a Karbon Oila? Do I get a Kapora only on the Assays that preceded the Hafrasha, or even the Assays which were post Hafrashas Toshima? Why do we bring Kivosim on Atzeres? Atzeres is on Shavuos. Now, and immediately the Gemara jumps up and says, what? Kivsi Atzeres? Shlomim Ninu. The reason why I bring them, they're Shlomim, that I need to be the Matirim, to bring together with the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. So, why are you asking a question from those Shlom? Says Yimoy, you're right. Rabbi Shimon is not referring to the Kivsi Atzeres, but the Seiri Atzeres Lamein Boy. Why do you bring two Seirim on Shavuos? Well, where do you have two Seirim? So Rashi tells us. And if you remember, we spoke about this at the beginning of Masechtus Shavuos. Every carbon musaf you always have by the musafim, that you bring a sawyer. When I say every, not everyone. For instance, in Shabbos musaf you don't have a sawyer. However, throughout the year, by Rosh Chodesh and by all of the regalim, you do go and bring a sawyer, and that sawyer is lechatas. Why do you bring that sawyer lechatas? So the Gemara says, back in Masechta Shavuos, the boyin al tumas mitzvus kadoshav she'ein bo yediya loy betchila v'loy besoif. Someone that was unfortunately tameh, and he went to the Beis Migdish, or he ate kachim, and he didn't know before he went in that he did something wrong, and he didn't know afterwards he did something wrong. In other words, he didn't know that he was tameh, or he didn't know this was the Migdish, he didn't know this was kachim, whatever. Bottom line is, he was spaced out and he had no idea that he became Tomei or that he was Oiver. The Seirer Golem Amachapet. But the Gemara Masechta Shavuos tells us not only the Sawyer that you bring in Parshas Pinchas, where we lay in all of the Musafim from on every Yontif, but also there's another Sawyer by Tertis Kahanim in Parshas Emor, where you also talk about the various kabbanas that you bring specially for the Yontif. There you also bring a Seir Lechatos. So Gemara tells us that both of those Seirim, both the Parshas Emor and the Parshas Pinchas, the Musaf, both came for what purpose? On Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. Okay. Zoktis Reb Shimon. Nizrik Domishol Rishoin. Once you did the Zrika Sadam for carbon number one of these two Seirim, Sheni LaMakarev. Why are you bother bringing the second one? After all, if the purpose of these karbonis is to go and be machaper on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. You've already brought the first one. You already have the full kapara. What do you bring the second one for? Lomakar. L'chayr, what do you have to say to Shem Shimon? Al Tumas she'ura ben zeh l'zeh. On Tuma that occurred between the Zrikas Adam of Carbon 1 and the Zrikas Adam of Carbon 2. The truth of the matter is, since I don't know, we're talking about a carbon, we don't know whether there was an aveda of Mikdash v'Kadoshev, ein bo yediya, loy b'tchil v'loy b'sof, to be on the safe side, you should bring it every single minute. Bring again and again and again such a sor l'chatos on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshev. Ela shechitzach ha'kodesh ba'akosef. The pasuk had rachmanis. Like Rashi brings, Torah chos al manoinah shel Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on Klal Yisrael's money. Word chos, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go and save your money. Even in Eretz Yisrael today, you have very stores when or banks. They will write a clearance sale. They'll write chisachon. Chisachon means you'll save your money. Comes from this gemara shel chisach akosef. Anyway, so getting back to the gemara. When is a person mafresh his karbonos for ateres for yontiv? From erev yontiv. As in Dr. Rashi, the day before yontiv, erev yontiv, you go and you mafresh both karbonos and you mafresh one of them, you know, both of them at the same time, you know, simultaneously, contemporaneously. If you're talking about that maybe there was tumah she'ira ben zeh l'zeh, meaning post zrika 1, and pre-Zrika 2, and that's the Lashon of Reb Shimon. Go back to Reb Shimon 5 lines before. Nizik Domish Rishon, Sheini Lama Karev. Al Tumash Ura Ben Zeh L'zeh. So what's the Tumash Ura Ben Zeh L'zeh? Between Zrika 1 and Zrika 2. Aha. Okay. Clearly, that Zrika that happened being, I'm sorry, that Tumah that happened between Zrika 1 and Zrika 2, that was post Hafrosh, because Hafrosh was yesterday in Erev Yantar. You see that it is mechaper after all, even though this is a day later. If, like you put in the premise of your question, that you mafresh both components at the same time, you're right. Because this new bittul, or new kiyum of the aveira of Mikdash v'Kadosha, this happened post the Hafrasha, and therefore you can bring a raya that it covers it, that's mechaper. He's talking about that you were mafish them together at one time, you mafish it two separate times, meaning that yesterday you were mafish both karbanos, you were mafish one at 10 o'clock in the morning, you were mafish the other one 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so maybe there was a case of someone who became Tomei Mikdash Kadasha between 10 and 2. So, it's post Hafrosha number 1, and Hafrosha number 1 could not be Mechaper, because it was an essay, La'achar Hafrosha. You're wondering, what essay is the La'achar Hafrosha? So Rashi says, there's the essay of the Shalchum and Amachna, called Tzeru V'Cholzo V'Chol Tomei Lanofish. So therefore, that's an essay. And you will mevatel it, unaware that you're mavatle. We're talking about there's no yediyah b'chil b'sof. But a person did not know, and he was mavatle between Hafrasha number 1 and Hafrasha number 2. Ah, so what do I see? That Hafrasha taka not mechaper. And that's the reason why I have to have the second carbon to go me mechaper for the Tumah She'ira Bein Hafrasha 1 and Hafrasha 2, back and both on Erev Yontiv. Aha. And therefore, that's the reason why you needed the second. And the Chayra can be push it with this, that in fact, if you are over and asay post Hafrosha Sakarbin, it doesn't work. The carbon is not mechaper on that asay. So Tumara, Valekar, Valemale, the Krod, Chiksiva, Bzeachas, Eksiva, you want to be push it by making a Nukimta. In other words, you can always make an Ukimta in a Mishnah or a Brisa and say, well, the Mishnah is not talking about X, it's talking about X plus 1 or X minus 1, a different set of circumstances. But how can you do that to the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, you mafresh two karbanos. You know where we're talking about when you mafresh it at two separate times. Because if you mafresh them together, both at 10 o'clock or both at 2 o'clock, then don't bother bringing the second carbon because you won't have any commission of or any bitl of an asay between one and between the other. The only time the Torah is machayev is if you did afrasha one at 10 and the other at 2 to allow for a bitl asay in between that someone was over mitzvah shekadasha. How can you say that that's what the pasuk is talking about? The word leik was like leikum from Lashon Kimta. Are you making a kimta and you're saying the pasuk is only talking about zeachar zeh? Doesn't say that in the pasuk. Rapapa says the whole raya that you're trying to bring from these kabbanis of Seiria Teres is a non-starter from the first place. You know why? Because you bring a raya from kabbanis tzibur. Kabbanis tzibur kamris. Shani kabbanis tzibur. Dilebezin masna alayan. Kibhira mishmul, yamadira mishmul. Kabbanis tzibur. Sakin moishchosin lemashehen. What is this all about? Well, we had this concept already about dilebezin masna alayan. We had that in the beginning of Masechtis Shavuos about the inyan of Lev Bezna Mastalein. What was the sugi over there about Lev Bezna Mastalein? We're going to bring it down at the bottom of the Omud. That was a case about the Tamidin that were left over at the end of the year on Erev Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and now it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan. There's a requirement to go and bring brand new kabbanis from the Truma Chadosha. What do I do with the old ones? So one man Yemes said Lev Bezna Mastalein, that it only becomes Kodosh V'Kedushas Oyla if you need it, and if you don't need it, it reverts to Chulin. And we spoke about that in Shavuos, so we're going to talk about it in the bottom of the Amud. But returning to our Gemara over here, where the Gemara is telling Ashani Kabbanis Tibur Lebeznam Kamasna Lein, what does that mean? Although the person was, or the Tzibur, was Mafrish both Kabbanis on Erev Yontib Basachas, both of them. However, implicit in that Hafrosha was, if I'm going to need a second carbon, the hafrasha should only occur tomorrow. The Torah's hafrasha should only occur tomorrow. Let's look at the first wide line of the Rashi. Lev Bezin, now second line. Lev Bezin oiski b'tzorchi tzibur mastale. They make it tonight. Shafilu yafrishu akehanu basach. If the koyin is mafresh the two at separate times, then there can easily be a case of tuma sheura ben zelazeh. But even if they're mafresh together at the same time, like they have rushes to achron hafrasha, you know when that hafrasha should be chal, you know when it should be effective. At some machlakravos, say 24 hours later, when you're actually being makrav the second carbon on yontav itself, so that this second one should be roy, should be a kosher carbon. Otherwise, if you've already had a full kapara with the first carbon, why are you wasting people's time and people's assets in bringing basically a chulun bazara, because you don't need the carbon, everybody's already tar, or everybody had a kapara, on the tumma she'ira, b'liyadiyah, loy b'tchila v'loy b'saf. So therefore, the Bezin is masin, says, even if the kohen decides to bring the two, or mafresh the two together, the second afrasha will only be effective 24 hours later, at the time of the hakrav. Okay, so in between carbon one and carbon two, you could of course have numerous instances of possible omission of being careful in Tumas Mikra Kedoshev. In other words, on the assay of Yishalcha Ben Amachem Nechol Teru B'Chotzav. And we have a Raya from Yudam Shmuel, he also holds Karbonet Tzibur Sakin Meshchos, and that's an expression which means that even if a particular carbon was not brought properly, you follow the Sakin. When the Shoichet is going and shechting it, if he shechted it for carbon Oilis Tamid, it becomes an Oilis Tamid whether you like it or not. Sakin Moshchasim. Sakin, the shechting of it, is Moshech, it schleps it along for whatever it should have been brought, even if it wasn't brought everything with perfection. Anyway, Rashi says at the very bottom, the last two lines, Benir Ba'enai, that we shouldn't even be goitus these two lines, because in Masech Teshvuas, it says that the one that holds Lev Bezna Masna Leim does not hold of this Allah of Shmuel. Shmuel that holds Sakim Meshchos and doesn't learn like Lev Bezna Masna Leim. So you can basically put these two lines in parentheses. But bottom line is Lev Bezna Masna Leim. So that being the case, don't tell me that that's a situation where you have a commission, you have a bittul of the assay of Mitzvah Kedoshah post the hafrosha even of the second carbon, and therefore you're going to go and bring me a raya that an assay after the hafrosha is also niskaper with the hakrovas carbon and be patient. Yes, even a post assay commission or omission bittle also gets niskaper post afrasha, no, you have no raya. Because based on Rebbe's Masnalayan, Kabbalah Sibur is something special. In which way is it special? It's special in that although the technically, physically, the actual person went into the Beis Migdish Betumah or he ate Kachim Betumah without realizing it post the mechanical Hafrasha that took place on Erev Yontif, but it was pre-legal Hafrasha, because the Hafrasha only is Chal, only becomes effective on Yontif itself, hours and hours and actually a day later. You're trying to tell me that don't bring me a ride from Reb Shimon about the Seiri Atzeres. This is all Reb Shimon that's speaking. We had Toshima about third down the Yom, Toshima Reb Shimon Oymer. We're talking about these Seiri Atzeres. You're telling me Reb Shimon holds the best Masnale. Oh, that's what we were talking about before. To meet him on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, those to meet him that were there in that special Lishkas Hatfuloyim. He always had six at all times. And now it comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I don't need the Iber Giblin, the balance of those to meet him. Probably that day there'd only be four left, because every day they took out two and they would add a new two. So presumably on Erev Chodesh they didn't add a new two. Anyway, regardless, four or six, doesn't make a difference. Whatever to me and me have left in that Lishkas HaTfilayim, unfortunately, what should you do with those to me then? The Divrei Reb Shimon, Ein Niftin Tmimim. You want to be pointed them, you're going to have to wait like every carbon and wait until it gets a mum to be pointed. You certainly can't bring them now for new carbonis, because they're not from the Truma Chadasha, they're from the Truma Yishana. And the Pasuk says, so he's Turis, Chodesh B'Chodesh, B'Chodesh Yashana, that we learn it always under Chodesh. These extra terms Chodesh L'Chodesh Yashana comes to tell you that you have to go and bring Mitrum Chadosh Asani Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so don't use these old Tamidim. However, the Chacham Nifta Tamidim, you can be part of them Tamimim. Throughout Shas, you never find the concept of Pidyon Tamimim. It always has to have a Mum, but it works through Led Bezin Masna Lion. The Bezin says if you didn't need them for the old year, because they were leftover remainder on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, so Bezin says, you know what? You can use them and be poyed to them and use them now for Nutmim. And they really, pigeon is not really perhaps the right term. What it means is you're going to go and take the three of them, figure out how much they're worth, give old money back to the old Truma Yishana, and that's going to be used for various Beis Migdash and communal purposes, and you're going to buy back these Tumim again with brand new funds from the Truma Chadasha. Those new Truma Chadasha funds that are going to be used to buy the new Tumim, those are going to be put into the Pushkis of the Truma Yishana of last year, and they're going to be used then for Beis Migdash or communal purposes, like we just said. Go back to the Sechtes Shavuos, it deals more about these things. Anyway, ultimate Sechta Shkod deals with this in great detail. What do you do with the Truma Chadasha, Truma Yishana? Every year you always have Truma Yishana left over. What do you do with those Moiser? What do you do with the Moiser of that money? So you use it either for Beis Migdash purposes or for communal purposes. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, the Divrei Chacham Nifta Tumim, you can be part of Tumim because you hold Lev Bezin Masaleh. So Reb Shimon doesn't hold Lev Bezin Masaleh. So don't tell me, you can't bring a ride from Shimon. He's talking about the Seiri Atzeres, which are Kabbalah Sibur, Lev Bezin Masaleh. Reb Shimon doesn't subscribe to that. V'oit. And noch akasha. Even if you're going to go and tell me that the Pshat and the Pasuk is that he was Mafrish B'zeh Achazeh, on Erev Yontif, one at 10 and the other at 2 o'clock. And I'm concerned about Tumah that happened between 10 and 2. And that's a big Doichik Pshat, because we already said on the Omid Beis, how can you make an Ukimta in the Pasuk and say the Pasuk is talking about Dafka these Mafrish at two different times? Reb Yirmi asked Reb Zeira the following. Seiri Atzeres, Shekibel Domen Mishnei Koisis. These Seiri Atzeres that we're talking about, you makabel adam in two separate mizrokos, two separate kelim. V'nizrik dam shel rishon, and you did the zrikas adam of the first one. Sheni lo mabar. Why are you now bringing the second carbon? Why are you doing the zrika? You know why? Alta mishira ben zrika shel ze leze. Oh, it's because tumah that happened between hafrosha 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock on Erev Yontav. But on Tumah that happened on Yontav itself, between the first Zrika and the second Zrika, that's why you're bringing the second card. So if you want to add Kamli Boyle, that Shaila Reb Yemi that's asking Reb Zera, what is he asking? If you have, you already brought the first kais and you're waiting for the second kais, Sheni Lama Ba, why are you bringing it? Ad Kamli Boyle, so you have to go and say this is a question and answer. Let's just read it again. Why are you bringing the second one? And I'll tell you why he's bringing the second one, because of tumah that may have occurred between Zrika 1 and Zrika 2. The question that Rabbi Yemi posed to Rabbi Zera was about why are you bothering making this brand new carbon? You already brought carbon number one, so what do you need carbon number two? And the Reb Zera had to say, because of tumah that occurred post shechita, even post zrika of carbon one and post shechita of carbon two. So he's asking, why am I doing the zrika sedam on the second carbon? And therefore Reb Zera had to say, in case there was a tumah mitzvah in between. Aval asay de'achar hafrashik lo yikame boyle. That he didn't even bother asking. That was a double parshit. Then I say to Achar Frosha, the first carbon is mechaper. The shayla that he had was, what about the asay to Achar Shchita, that already after the second carbon was geshachten, before the Zrika Saddam, there was a new commission of a bitl asay of the Yishalchem and Amachna, that someone, unfortunately, without being aware, was Tommy went to the Beis Hamikdash, or he ate Kodshim. That was the question that Rabbi Yirmiyah posed to Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Zeira answered, that's why we're getting the second carbon, because the first carbon cannot effect kapara on tumah that happened post Zrika on carbon number one. But remember, this is already post Shechita on carbon number two. The Zokta Yomara. The whole Shaila was that Reb Yirmiyah asked, and that Reb Zera answered, is all the gabe and asay laachar shechita. The mavatal the mitzvah asay v'mishalchem and machem lekozur v'chalzav. After the shechita of carbon number two, when he wanted to know, is there any purpose in doing the zrika sedam since the shechita has already occurred? Maybe we cannot be misaking a kapara on that tumas v'kshirashiv. That was his question, and Reb Zera said, you can. That wasn't even a shayla. That wasn't even on the radar screen. That was a double parshit that you can be mechaper on tumah l'achar afrasha. The only question Bimi has: can you even be mechaper on tumah l'achar shechita? And Reb Zera said, yeah, but l'achar afrasha was a double parshit. So what's your question? Maybe Reb Yirmiyah really was asking two questions bundled into one. Question number one was, number one, even if it's mechaper on le'achar hafrasha, is it also mechaper after shechita or not? Let's look at the Rashi. See, just halfway down, a little past halfway down. Really, Rabbi Yirmiyah is asking a double question. Reb Shimon in the previous price on the Amud Beis, when he said that it's mafresh, that it makes that there was a bitl asay bein zelazet, Reb Shimon. Is that talking about before the afrasha, meaning on Erev Yontif, between 10 and 2. So therefore, the Tumah bein zelazet was before the afrasha of carbon 2. Or the afach rasha koi. Or is it talking about that you brought both of them together at the same time, or even if you had 10 and 2, that after number 2, after 2 o'clock, boom, there was tumah. Vindim tolemin, if you're going to go and tell me achar hafrasha nami koi, that even after hafrasha of carbon 2, a carbon can be mechaper on a mitzvah asay del achar hafrasha, koidim shechita o yafilu li achar shechita azrika. What would be the din if the do you say that after hafrasha, but it's got to be before shechita, or after the achar shechita, even post shechita azrika, maybe even until zrika, you can still have the benefit of the kapara of the carbon. V'hadalei you after the azrika, Anyway, so bottom line is, what the Gemara tried to be pointed from Rabbi Yirmiyah by the fact that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a shayla of an asay de la acher shechita, it must be that he holds that and bitl asay pre shechita, but post hafrasha, it certainly helps. And therefore, he can be pointed out shayla. Says he might, no. Skon zayin that Rabbi Yirmiyah is asking about both. First, he was asking post hafrasha pre shechita. And then he said, even if you're going to go and tell me that it happened, that it works for a bitl asay post hakrova pre shechita, will it even work for post shechita pre zrika? And Reb Zeira said, yeah, even that it also helps. But on that says Rashi, Chmeishish, I don't know if we hold that Reb Zeira. But one thing is certain, we don't have a right for Reb Yirmiyah one way or the other, because Rabbi Yirmiyah was all to ask him to Taloimar, Ef Sheyo, Ef Shenish. So therefore, our Shail of the Amid Aleph, whether an Oila is Mechaper, even on Aseis, to the Achar Hafrasha, remains a Shaila, Taloi, Ef Sheta. If a person wants to make sure that he has a Kabbara for those Aseis, he's going to have to bring yet another Oila after all. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Zai, Zai Yevenged, Kotos. Bye bye.